My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Sean Bajani and Luke Morrow in for Reggie Atitula. John Lopez this morning on In the Loop. Figgy Fig here as well. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up, 713-572-4610. A few moments ago, the Texans announcing a couple of moves. They signed linebacker Rashad Weaver, who's a former fourth-round pick out of Pitt in 21. He was waived by the Titans last week, had just one tackle in the preseason, but a former consensus All-American while at Pitt. He'll join the Texans practice squad officially in the meantime, a corresponding move for the Texans. They released rookie defensive end Malik Fisher. But I like this on the surface for two reasons. And this is something that, you know, if an NFL team, if you could do it, you do it. There's a familiarity, obviously, between, you know, Rashad Weaver and a former teammate, now current of his, Azeez Al-Shaair, who the Texans picked up this offseason, linebacker, one of the more coveted players by the Texans, particularly D'Amico Ryans. You're able to get him. But then two, Luke, this team needs help at linebacker. You need all the depth and competition. Competition never stops. You got what you got in training camp, but with the injury due to Christian Harris, which is going to keep him out of the of any game within the first 4 weeks of the season, you need help. And if Weaver can kind of resurrect a career with the Texans, that would be huge.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you. You need depth. And when you look at the start of the schedule, there's some tough rushing attacks the Texans might, we'll see how things play out, but might have to face early on in the season when they're a little weaker at linebacker as well. You know, in regards to Weaver, you can always look at the numbers. I do like to look at Pro Football Focus. I don't think it's the be-all, end-all, but it provides some context to the numbers. And they don't have him graded ever higher than a 60 on a scale of 1 to 100 for any of his seasons. Not great. But like you said, two things. Number one, the familiarity, right? You go after a guy like this for a reason. He's in the division. One of his former teammates is now on your roster. So there must be something they see. And then number two, and we got into this a little bit last week, but I'll give D'Amico Ryans the benefit of the doubt, especially at the linebacker position. You bring in that guy. If there's something they see, maybe that, you know, hey, we think we could turn this guy into something.
Yeah. A little pixie dust.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lopez is right on that.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that.
And you know, I know the pixie dust thing is, it's exactly like we think of the Astros in what they do with pitchers. Doesn't matter how old they are. Doesn't matter where they come from. If they see something, Zach Greinke, Garrett Cole, Charlie Morton, Ronel Blanco, Yusei Kikuchi, everybody that I've not mentioned in between, like Ryan Stanek, you know, Phil Maton, you name it, everybody that they've brought in, it's just like, yeah, like they went back and brought Hector Neris back.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Dude's whip sucks. His, you know, strikeout to walk ratio, his velocity, whatever, all that stuff down a little bit. But we know what he's capable of. We don't like the way that they're using him or handling him in this place, that place, or the other. Like, we got the answers. We think we can do something. I think it's very much like it's in D'Amico we trust because of what we've seen him do with players in San Francisco when he was defensive coordinator there. What we saw him along with Nick Caserio do when their backs were up against the wall, when they needed help in the secondary last year, they went out and got guys that came in and were immediate factors for the Texans. It might have been for a game, might have been for a few plays. Same thing on the defensive line. If your name was Tier Tart, if your name was Derek Barnett, if your name, who else am I forgetting, man? There was another really, Jerry Hughes, you know, they saw him like as a situational guy. How big was he last year whenever Jonathan Grenard and Will Anderson were banged up down the stretch?
Blake Cashman.
Cashman, oh my gosh. Yeah, Cashman.
That's somebody probably. I did not expect to have the season he had.
Nobody
and
did.
He went out and got paid, too.
Yeah, the only guy that was probably, it was bittersweet for, was Frank Ross. It's like, no, he's my special teams guy. Can't make him an every down linebacker. And D'Amico's like,
yes, I can.
He's going to be badass. You just watch. And nobody was probably a bigger fan of Blake Cashman than Frank Ross last year. Maybe D'Amico Ryans, because he was like, told you. You know, but that I think a move like this, it could be a savvy one, could be one that's under the radar, but it could ultimately end up paying dividends, maybe even early on until the Texans get, you know, back to full strength defensively, because, you know, you don't have D'Amico Autry either on that D-line the first six games of the season, much less Harris for the first.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So we'll get some Texans here in a little bit. We do have to ask the question of the day. So Figgy, I'm new to this segment. Luke obviously is as well. There's a question of the day that the guys ask each and every single show. Could be anything, right?
It could be anything. It could be something about life. It could be something about sports. But the question of the day.
Question of the day for me. And you guys feel free. I mean, you know, I kind of like to muddy the waters a little bit. We can ask multiple questions of the day if you feel like I'm missing the boat on something. But the easiest, obvious question of the day for me being is that, hey, it's September 2nd. The Astros are not off. They are coming off of a sweep of the Kansas City Royals. Up to Cincinnati for a short three-game trip. The audio that we had from last week in regard to Kyle Tucker when he held court for about 8-9 minutes in front of his locker, he talked about how he was feeling, what he was doing, the boxes he needed to check, and all of that stuff. Well, dude started talking about when he may be able to return. Do we have that audio, Figgy? Go ahead and let's play that audio from Kyle Tucker, and then I will ask you the question of the day.
I mean, I can't, you know, tell you what day I'm going to, you know, feel good and, you know, be good to go and get back in the game. I can't tell the future, but I'm definitely trying to get back as soon as possible. I mean, in terms of the series, if I can play the series, we'll look to potentially in Cincinnati or the homestand after that. It just kind of depends on kind of all those boxes you got to check leading up.
All right, you can kill it there, Figgy. He said Cincinnati or the homestand after that. It's on to Cincinnati officially today. three-game series against the Reds. Are we going to see Kyle Tucker in an Astros lineup at some point in time in the next 3 days? 3:10 first pitch today, by the way.
Unfortunately, I'm going to say no. I think two things. One, the Astros have not earned that benefit of the doubt this year with player injuries, time frames, returns, all these sort of things. And then number two, as we've been already kind of discussing, I mean, you're building this lead in the division. You have Hayward and Gamble coming in giving you something. So you could be a little patient. And when I say that, I mean by a few more days. I'm not talking weeks here. So I think because of some of that production you're getting, because of the lead, don't need to rush him back. I'll say no to that question. It'll be a little bit longer than the next couple of days before he returns to the lineup.
Figgy?
Yeah, I'm going to say no, not next week. I think Luke made some really good points. I don't think they actually need him right now for this series. I think they kind of got a comfortable lead where they can have him take his time a little bit. But I just felt like if he was that confident, man, he would have said, hey, I'll be back next. I feel like it would have been some type of announcement. But I don't think they're sure.
I agree with you for two reasons. One, we have not seen a tweet update report of any kind from Brian McTaggart, Chandler Rome, saying that Kyle Tucker made the flight with the Astros to Cincinnati. That's one. Two, on Friday, when asked about his sprinting speed and what percentage that he was up to, he said maybe 75%. That he has not pushed it to 100% yet, but maybe tomorrow, and I'm talking as if this was Friday, he said tomorrow or the next couple of days, maybe even the next week. It's like, come on, Dana Brown. Like, what are we doing? Like, give us something. He's like, yeah, 24 hours or maybe like all week. Who knows? So he hasn't pushed it. So I don't think anything miraculous happened or needed to really happen, as you'd said, Luke, because you have Jason Hayward, you have Ben Gamel, you have guys that have been getting the job done for the Astros in the outfield. So I think for all of those reasons, it's probably not going to be Cincinnati, rather the homestand that would follow. And I think, is that the Diamondbacks they come back to? It's the Diamondbacks or the Angels, I believe. It's one of those two teams. So 3 to 4 or 5 days maybe for Kyle Tucker, which gets us right in that window between September 6th through the 10th, in which Dana Brown laid out eloquently about a week and a half ago.
It would be the Diamondbacks this weekend. And there's almost something to that. I mean, that's not why you make a decision, but it'd also be nice to return at home instead of in Cincinnati where, you know, those fans don't care. But yeah, to make the grand return at home in front of the home crowd, again, that's not why you'd make a decision, but it's a nice little cherry on top.
Yeah, that was a good cherry on top. That would be a good cherry on top. Nice cherry on top yesterday for Yuli Gurriel getting the video tribute. In like literally his first day with the Kansas City Royals or any team in Major League Baseball team this year. I hadn't realized he hadn't played for anybody until literally a couple of hours ago. I was like, wow, 1-for-3, .333 batting average for Yuli. Good job by you. Coming up next, we'll take a trip around the NFL to get you the biggest story over the weekend in the league. That's next. You're in the loop.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.